Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. Today's the 14th day of January, and I'm Jill. It's great to be here with you on this journey as we walk through the Bible in chronological order. We do it every day. Our week is slowly coming to a close together, just a couple days left, and in just a couple days, we will also finish the book of Job together. And guess what? 2 weeks. 2 weeks together in the Word. And I'm proud of you for doing it, for being here. And I'm excited of what this journey will bring all of us. Today we'll be reading Job chapters 38 and 39. And just a couple days left in the Christian Standard Bible. So we will just center ourselves. Take a moment. Exhale all that is just vying for your attention, that's nagging on you, that you have to do, that will be there when we get done with this. We just let go of that and embrace these moments where we're at right now for God to speak. So, Father, open our eyes, our ears, our hearts to receive that which you will say, speak, do in, through, and among us. Job chapter 38. Then the Lord answered Job from the whirlwind. He said, "Who is this who obscures my counsel with ignorant words? Get ready to answer me like a man. When I question you, you will inform me. Where were you when I established the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who fixed its dimensions? Certainly you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? What supports its foundations? Or who laid its cornerstone? While the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Who enclosed the sea behind doors when it burst from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and total darkness its blanket, when I determined its boundaries and put its bars and doors in place, when I declared, 'You may come this far, but no farther. Your proud waves stop here.' Have you ever in your life commanded the morning or assigned the dawn its place, so it may seize the edges of the earth and shake the wicked out of it? The earth is changed as clay is by a seal. Its hills stand out like the folds of a garment. Light is withheld from the wicked, and the arm raised in violence is broken. Have you traveled to the sources of the sea or walked in the depths of the oceans? Have the gates of death been revealed to you? Have you seen the gates of deep darkness? Have you comprehended the extent of the earth? Tell me if you know all this. Where is the road to the home of light? Do you know where darkness lives, so you can lead it back to its border? Are you familiar with the paths to its home? Don't you know? You were already born. You have lived so long. Have you entered the place where the snow is stored? Or have you seen the storehouses of hail, which I hold in reserve for times of trouble, for the day of warfare and battle? What road leads to the place where light is dispersed? Where is the source of the east wind that spreads across the earth? Who cuts a channel for the flooding rain, or clears the way for lightning, to bring rain on an uninhibited land, on a desert with no human life, to satisfy the parched wasteland and cause the grass to sprout? Does the rain have a father? Who fathered the drops of dew? Whose womb did the ice come from? Who gave birth to the forest of heaven? When water becomes as hard as stone and the surface of the watery depths is frozen, can you fasten the chains of the Pleiades or loosen the belt of Orion? Can you bring out the constellations in their season and lead the bear and her cubs? Do you know the laws of heaven? Can you impose its authority on earth? Can you command all clouds so that a flood of water covers you? Can you send out lightning bolts and they go? Do they report to you? Here we are. Who put wisdom in the hearts or gave the mind understanding? Who has the wisdom to number the clouds? Or who can tilt the water jars of heaven when the dust hardens like cast metal and the clods of dirt stick together? Can you hunt prey for a lioness or satisfy the appetite of young lions when they crouch in their dens and lie in wait within their lairs? Who provides the ravens food when its young cry out to God and wander about for lack of food? Do you know when mountain goats give birth? Have you watched the deer in labor? Can you count the months they are pregnant so you can know the time they give birth? They crouch down to give birth to their young. They deliver their newborn. Their offspring are healthy and grow up in the field. They leave and do not return. Who set the wild donkey free? Who released the swift donkey from its harness? I made the desert its home and the salty wasteland its dwelling. It scoffs at the noise of the village and never hears the shouts of a driver. It roams the mountains for its pasture land, searching for anything green. Would the wild ox be willing to serve you? Would it spend the night by your feeding trough? Can you hold the wild ox to a furrow by its harness? Will it plow the valleys behind you? Can you depend on it because its strength is great? Would you leave it to do your hard work? Can you trust the wild ox to harvest your grain and bring it to your threshing floor? The wings of the ostrich flap joyfully, but are her feathers and plumage like the stork's? She abandons her eggs on the ground and lets them be warmed in the sand. She forgets that a foot may crush them, or that some wild animal may trample them. She treats her young harshly as if they were not her own, with no fear that her labor may have been in vain. For God has deprived her of wisdom. He has not endowed her with understanding. When she proudly spreads her wings, she laughs at the horse and its rider. Do you give strength to the horse? Do you adorn his neck with a mane? Do you make him leap like a locust? His proud snorting fills one with terror. He paws in the valley and rejoices in his strength. He charges into battle. He laughs at fear since he is afraid of nothing. He does not run from the sword. A quiver rattles at his side, along with a flashing spear and a javelin. He charges ahead with trembling rage. He cannot stand still at the sound of the ram's horn. When the ram's horn blasts, he snorts defiantly. He smells the battle from a distance. He hears the officers' shouts and the battle cry. Does the hawk take flight by your understanding and spread its wings to the south? Does the eagle soar at your command and make its nest on high? It lives on a cliff where it spends the night. Its stronghold is on a rocky crag. From there, it searches for prey. Its eyes penetrate the distance. Its brood gulps down blood. And where the slain are, it is there. So, guess who showed up in our story today? The Lord. Guess who decided to speak for himself today? The Lord. We're going to unpack it all tomorrow as the dialogue and conversation continues and actually concludes the story of Job tomorrow. So a little bit of a cliffhanger today, but this is how we're going to go out today. So Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for showing up on the days that we don't know if you're there, if you bother to care, if you care at all. We can be so flippant with our thoughts about you. But here you are, showing up, giving Job exactly what he wanted, an audience with him. And you delivered. And I'm thankful that you show up in the same way for us. Even when we're unpleasant and a bit of a child, throwing our temper tantrums, making our demands, you are so gracious and kind to us. We're so grateful. We love you. We pray this all in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that's home base. Check it out. Take a look around. It's the website. If you're new here, that's the place to go to find out anything. If you would like to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, we humbly thank you for your partnership. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or you can hit the give icon. It's up at the top right-hand corner of your mobile device, or look for the give icon on the website as well. If you need prayer, if you'd like to call in and pray for someone that's previously called in, you can do so. You do not have to go through whatever you're going through alone. There's a community of people here and willing to pray for you. There are several ways to call. 800-583-2164, or you can utilize the app. Hit the red circle button. It's up at the top right-hand corner. You've got 2 minutes on the prayer line. Make sure you hit submit and then turn the wheel over to chronological so that it will get to the right channel. We appreciate your cooperation with that. And lastly, you can utilize the prayer wall. That is both on the website and your app. It's just a click of the button and you will type in your prayer request. But there are people there happily awaiting and eagerly ready to pray for you. We appreciate this community being a people of prayer. It's so important and it's so beautiful to watch. That's going to do it for me today. We've got one more day with you this week, and then China will be with you next week. We thank you for your grace in this transition and this time of newness here at the Daily Audio Bible Chronological. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. I look forward to it. Until then, love one another.
Hi, DABC fam. This is Sarah from the heart of Arizona, and I am calling with an update, a praise report, and an update regarding my coworker's mom, Desiree, who is still in the hospital with COVID, still in ICU, still in an induced coma, and on life support. But there have been very specific prayers answered, and just indicators that, yes, they should keep her on life support, and just the improvements that have been, they were so close to taking her off life support, but these prayers, very specific ones, were answered. So praise the Lord for that, and she is making improvements, and they are actually now starting to talk about bringing her out of all this, waking her back up, all the things, all the long-term rehabs. But we're talking about that instead of, you know, taking the life support off and all these things. So praise God. Praise God. Thank you for your prayers. And we are just incredibly thankful that He is leading the way and giving guidance. And if you would just continue to pray, I can't wait to call back with more praise reports. So thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Tammy from the Adirondacks. I am calling in because I can't go to the... I'm fasting Facebook. It's been a rough few years, actually. I lost my mother in 2019. I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer in 2020. Praise God, I celebrate 11 months of remission this month. I stay at home. I'm a caregiver for my husband. It's been 28 years now, so pretty much the rundown of my story. I got saved last fall. I asked the Lord to come into my heart, and I felt such peace that day. I believe it was the day before my first chemo. And I've just been struggling with the fear of it coming back. And so that's part of my fasting, is to just be able to just live again without that nagging lie from the enemy in the back of my head, and to feel worthy of the love that God has for me. And to feel His presence and His peace. So I can't really go to Facebook and ask all of my brothers and sisters to pray for me, so I had to do it on here. I do have anxiety and depression. I take medication for both. And I'm also trying to be kind to myself with that, you know, it's no different than someone who has MS, or which my husband has, or diabetes, or they take medicine for stuff. So it's okay that I take medicine. So I'm just asking you all to pray that the Lord will free me and deliver me from this fear, and I can believe in His love.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible C. This is Scott Campbell from Olean, New York. I have some bad news to tell everybody. Laura Bailey passed away yesterday. Could you please pray for the family?
Hey, my oh-so-sweet Dab C fam. This is Kingdom Seeker Daniel. Family, that is exactly what you have been to LOV and myself. Oh, so sweet. And I just want to let you know that we appreciate your prayers, that you have prayed for us, and I am soliciting your prayers again for LOV and myself, as we have hit a real rough patch in our marriage, and the enemy thinks he's winning, but he's not. And so I'm asking for your prayers that the Lord will do the necessary work in us individually as well as collectively, so that He gets maximum glory and that the enemy is completely defeated. So I covet your prayers for LOV and myself, and I thank you. Thank you so very much for your prayers in advance. But I wanted to also acknowledge the dear young man from Zambia. I think your name was Roisani from Zambia. Young man, you so blessed my heart. You blessed my soul, and I thank you. I praise the Lord for the testimony of what God has done for your family, for your parents, and restoring your family back together. And to God be the glory for you, young man, for your hunger, for your thirst, for your passion. And I pray that the Lord will meet you in your pursuit of Him, that you will continue to run after Him with all you have. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Hi, DABC. This is my beloved Four from San Diego. And Jill, I just want to thank you for being the girls that said yes. I loved that on today's reading. So thank you. And I also just want to be praying for Myrna Gordon, who desires to do a good job as a hospice nurse. That request touched me so much, because today is the anniversary of my dad's passing. And I just think the people that were there at the end were so important. And so just your desire, Myrna, to do a great job really touched my heart. And you're going to be great, and you will be the compassion that these families and ones passing on need. So Lord, thank you for Myrna and her desire to be your hands and feet for people as they move from this life onto the eternal one. And Lord, thank you for her heart to serve you and love you and be an incredible daughter. So bless her in every way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hello, I'm James Newell, Richmond, Texas, due to the Daily Auto Bible family. Had a stroke last year, January, as a matter of fact, and still in the healing process. I'm much further than I was. Every month has gotten stronger. Not back at work yet, and just want a prayer request, because right now, just to be transparent, I just don't really know where I stand with God. I believe Christ is the Savior of all, the only begotten Son of God. But I've been on this Christian walk for quite some time, and been back and forth on some things, and just really need to surround myself with a community of believers who actually believe and actually willing to pray for me and be understanding and have compassion and empathy for what I'm dealing with mentally and physically and spiritually. And I think that's really it. I don't want to be long-winded, but just, that's my story. That's where I'm at. Thank you. God bless.